You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out our website, 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is La Fonte up there in Ojai. And La Fonte is now where Osteria was, and Osteria is now where La Fonte was. Figure that one out.
That's kind of a fun game.
Yeah, it's like you go and you go, which restaurant am I in? You know, but if you go into one what's in the arcade, you're at Osteria Monte Grappa, which I got to tell you, if you want good Italian, I mean real good Italian food.
Authentic,
because, you know, they really know what they're doing.
Actually comes from, what, Venice?
Venice.
And so all of his food is authentic. And not only that, it's local, because he gets everything from local farms and local places.
They actually go out and pick their own mushrooms.
I think they even make their own cheese every once in a while.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that mooing I'm hearing in the back? That poor cow.
The chickens.
And the chicken screaming. And the rabbit I had that one time, he said it was just killed today. I go,
that's
great.
That's
put
right.
Put him on. Put him on. Great place to go. And now we got Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry. Jason, what's happening?
Morning, Tom and Sandy. It's great to be here again. We're on week six, I think.
Is it? Week six?
Week
you've been
six.
On the show?
Everybody's Hungry is in week six.
Wow.
Wow.
And just as a quick reminder, today's 10 Minutes of Tastiness is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry. And if you want to find out more about us, you can go to www.everybodyshungry.org or on Facebook and Twitter as well.
So. Now, that's fun, because I actually went on and became your friend on Facebook just recently because I wanted to see what the whole hubbub was about.
Yeah, because nowadays you're not officially friends until you're Facebook friends, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. You don't even shake anybody's hand until, are you a Facebook friend?
Have you seen that commercial about that young girl who has, like, I don't know, 1,000 friends and her parents have, like, six?
Yeah.
But they're out enjoying life and she's stuck at home
looking at her computer and getting upset because her girlfriend's talking
about
her.
Exactly.
I have a feeling we're going to get to a point where people are just handing out business cards that say, like me on Facebook.
Yeah.
So what do you have for us today?
Oh, this morning I'm the last couple weekends we've done, you know, largely baked goods, kind of a breakfast theme. We're sticking with that a little bit, but we're going to branch out into some savoriness. We're talking Simply Pies from Goleta, up just a little north of Santa Barbara. They've got a great little house, an old house that they've opened a bakery in. Hannah and Nancy, who are the co-owners, have been friends in IT working at the Superior Court of Santa Barbara, and decided in 2008, you know what, we love baking, we have a passion, let's pursue it. So they started doing bake to order, and in 2010, they took it to the next level, occupied this old house on Hollister, and are really cranking out some awesome cream fruit pies.
Some of their
great followers push for pot pie recipes, so they've launched those. Great, warm, air is getting chilly nowadays, and I endorse pot pies, comfort food, when the air starts to get a little chilly outside.
I love pot pies too. You know, I try to make them at home. Yeah, not so much.
Well, you can buy them frozen at Trader Joe's.
Oh, Tom, shame on you, sir.
We're going to have to try this one that's in front of us.
Yeah.
And you tell me if this one is like
a
Trader
Nancy
Joe's.
Nancy and Hannah, they are gracious enough to send you a beautiful chicken pot pie. It's got a savory herb crust, beautiful, you know, nice and buttery and flaky. There's a rich, creamy base. And they wanted to see what your reaction was right on the air today.
Now, let me ask you a question. Because
hang on a second.
There's the endorsement.
Wow.
Can Trader Joe's do the same thing?
I hope not.
Mm-mm.
There's
no way
hands
good.
On.
Mm.
Jason, what's an Olali berry?
An Olali berry.
Okay.
Yeah, you're looking down in the notes here. They do have some unique offerings, one of them being an Olali berry pie when it's in season. Largely grown up north, but an Olali berry is mostly blackberry raspberry mixed. The ratio is approximately 2/3 to 1/3 in the blend when it was merged together and grown, but it gives it a beautiful, rich, dark sweetness from the blackberry, and then that kind of tart tanginess of the raspberry. And they
An
Olali berry pie when it's in season. There's only about a 3-week growing season or harvest season for that. So when they announce on Facebook or whatever channel you can find that Olali berry is ready to go, you better get up there and grab one.
See, I love trying new things that are in season.
I got to say, that chicken pot pie, oh my goodness. You know, that is good. That is really that good.
What's great about that is they're sourcing locally when possible, as much as possible. They're doing organic products and ingredients. All the vegetables in that quiche that Sandy took a bite of are organic.
I was going to say, it tastes so good.
They've got an awesome, savory, slightly salty beef pot pie that's grass-fed beef. You know, we're really looking towards the environment. Tying in with that theme, you know, they take a lot of care with their shop. They're also very involved with the community. They've got a lot of different charities. One of the events coming up that they're involved with is the Soul Food Festival up in Santa Barbara. And, you know, they're really giving back. They've got some, if you look at their website, they're involved with the Boys and Girls Club. They've got some different charities that they're trying to, you know, keep in touch with throughout the community to build that strong relationship.
Give me just a picture here real quick. And if you said it, it was because I was eating and enjoying it so much. And the quiche is very good, too. But, okay, is this a breakfast, lunch place?
This is mostly breakfast and lunch. They don't have dinner hours. They're open in it depends on how early you want to eat dinner. They're open until 5:30. I know some people like to get in dinner at 4 o'clock, and to me that's just brunch barely. But they are open from 7:30 to 5:30 Tuesday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 5:30 on Saturday. They're located up at 5392 Hollister Ave, just right across, right near the Cottage Hospital at Hollister and Patterson.
I just had a bite of the pot pie.
Is that amazing?
Not only is the filling amazing, but the crust. How about you eat the filling? I eat the whole crust. It's buttery.
You know what? I'll go with that. I'll eat that entire thing
right
there.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
So they obviously, a lot of their business might be takeouts.
It is takeouts. Okay. They're doing large, full-size pies. They're also doing 6-inch pies, you know, more of a mini style, kind of like the pot pie that you have in front of you. So it's good for a single serving. The crust that you're raving about right now is their own recipe. They took a lot of time to really perfect that.
And it's so
for
good.
Me, again, it's that buttery richness, the little flaky crumbles. One of the things that they just recently introduced as well for their fruit and cream pies is a crumble top, kind of like you get on a blueberry muffin, right?
Mm.
So you get that cinnamony, crunchy, sugary crumble. We brought a peach pie home last night to share with some dinner friends. Oh, we warmed it in the oven. A little scoop of vanilla ice cream to the side. We should have had that instead of the main entree.
Oh, really? See, I love peach pies. Oh,
and that Nancy, part of why we got the peach pie is that's one of Nancy's favorites as well.
Oh, how
so we had
fun.
To try it.
Okay, so Goleta, we can find all of this, and I would travel get this.
I'm looking you in the eye. Do you see me? Okay,
yeah,
if not next week, the following week, we're driving up
there.
We
need to.
And we're going
to
meet these people, and we're going to get a couple of these pies because I want one of these for dinner.
And I'm fortunate because my day job's office is right across the street, so I just need a little jog across Hollister, and I've got access to all this.
You got it right there.
All we have to do is call him.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll save the gas.
I can deliver. Another cool thing that they're doing, though, because, again, they like to get the feedback from their customers and the patrons that are really loyal. We had the pot pies that were introduced by the customers, but they also are doing gluten-free and no sugar added. They've been certified gluten-free as well, which gives, you know, those customers who have some challenges with gluten or celiac disease a real confidence that when they go in there, the food's being prepared well, they're not at risk, they can enjoy a great product, and they're getting everything that everyone else walks the door is enjoying.
Okay, awesome.
I can't talk. I got my mouth full.
That is really, really good.
Wow.
So, real quick, do we have a giveaway for our
giveaway.
Listeners
they're,
to
they're generous
try this?
With a $25 gift certificate, good for anything in the shop. You know, they're doing cookies and pies, quiches. So you take that $25, get in there and enjoy it.
We can go with you. Tom and I will go with you.
my suggestion would be to get a chicken pot pie. I mean, I would definitely try that, but I want to try
yum.
The beef one also.
Yeah, it's a good treat to look forward to.
Oh, it is. It's almost like it's so good. It's like a dessert for dinner. I mean, it tastes that good.
So before we get to the callers, I want to talk a little bit about the cupcakes that
we
had.
Yeah, we have a little bit of sad news to for everybody today. Last night on Facebook, Jennifer and Don posted on their account that today is their last day. So if you missed out on those beer cheddar bacon cupcakes from 2 weeks ago, you better get in there today. Unfortunately, they're closing the doors, and it's your last chance to enjoy those cupcakes.
But it's not because of the economy. It's just because maybe they were a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, possibly. I'm going to get in there today and talk to her. You know, any type of eatery is a tough business. You know,
it is tough.
You got to get the people in the door. You got to put out a great product. You got to market. It's a lot of things to take on your plate. And so I'm going to go in and find out what's going on. And, you know, maybe she'll take off and do another venture. Every door that closes leaves another one open, hopefully.
Oh,
well,
very
tell you,
good.
That cupcake they did was the best one I ever had.
I know, exactly. And then one more thing, Jason, you were going to talk about foodforward.org.
Yeah, definitely. I've been working with in communication with Martha Penhall from Food Forward, and next weekend Everybody's Hungry is helping out their group. It's a gleaning group out of L.A., but they have a little office in the food share office. And so Martha has got me involved. We're going to go out and help pick some orchards and try to bring some food in for Food Share. And you can find more out about them at www.foodforward.org.
Awesome. Such good things you're doing. Awesome. Really? All right. Well, did we do the giveaway?
289-1520. I know the phones are ringing right now. We'll take caller number 12
on that
one. We'll
let Jim figure it out.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to go on a quick break and hear some from some really great people. You're listening to Thomas Hanney's 805 on Newstalk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.